All right, yeah, I know the NFL season is over, but it's during the off season that there's talk of some potentially intriguing changes to league rules. Joining us right now from ABC News, Ryan Burrow. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so the NFL owners, all 32 of them, got together in New York City, and they started hammering out the new CBA, and they voted and approved it. Obviously, there needs to be approval by the union, the players' union, but here's what they've come up with in their approved new CBA, a 17-game schedule. So no longer the 16-game season that we've seen in the last several decades.
Yeah.
One additional game. How about this? In the playoffs, there would be two additional teams, 14 in total, seven per conference. Only one team would get a bye, so you'd get some extra playoff action.
Yeah.
And in return, they plan on expanding or increasing the player's share of total revenues from 47% to up to 48.5%. So those are some of the eye-grabbing headlines out of this deal. Now, the union still would have to approve this, and we're seeing some pushback already. J.J. Watt tweeted out last night, hard no on the CBA. Richard Sherman and Leonard Fournette also indicating they don't like this idea of a 17-game season. I mean, that takes a toll on their bodies, no doubt. And once you expand this out to 17 games, you're certainly not going back to 16. So,
no.
You know, we'll see what they have to say moving forward as they look at this and try to decide whether they approve it or not.
I always suspected, Ryan, that if they did expand to 17 games, they would get rid of at least one, maybe two, of the preseason games. There's no talk about getting rid of any of the exhibition games, huh?
Well, they would do three exhibition games, so it would be down from four. But to be honest with you, I mean, a lot of these teams aren't rolling their guys out anyways, right? You see them for maybe a half of one of these, and that's really about it. So, you know, I don't know if the impact there is you know, going to justify adding another full, you know, high-intensity, high-contact game. But we'll see. Some other things on there, penalties reduced for players who test positive for THC. We know that recreational marijuana is becoming legal in many states now. Fifth-year option guaranteed for players not tied to performance or where they stood in the draft. And an arbiter would handle conduct not related to the integrity of the game. So anything involving on-field integrity of the game handled by the commissioner's office, anything else would be handled by an arbiter.
Certainly fans want more NFL. I mean, if they can add another game, fans are all for it. Is this something that fans have been clamoring for, do you think?
I think just visually, yes. I mean, how we've been watching and consuming football, I don't think we'd have a problem. And, you know, having an additional team per conference make the playoffs, you know, some of those bubble teams that didn't get a chance to get in, well, now they'd have a shot to get in. You know, the question is, would that kind of dilute the playoff process if you're adding more teams? But let's face it, it's about the money. And that's going to mean bigger bucks. You know, more money you can sell for advertising. Obviously, if you pull more markets in, that's going to be a bigger TV ratings as well. So, you know, they see dollar signs. The question is, are the players' bodies going to be able to handle the additional, you know, the additional time on the field?
That's a big question. I certainly can see where the players are coming from and why they don't necessarily want to add those extra games. And, you know, it's easy for us, you know, fans on the sidelines to say, oh, you whiny millionaires, get out there and play. But they do take a beating out there for 16 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, those are little mini car crashes you're seeing out there. When guys are getting tackled, you've got to understand those guys are 250-plus pounds,
right,
and they're running into each other at full speed. So, you know, and as we've seen with head injuries, with long-term injuries, and, you know, some of these players who have been playing for a long time and their health concerns following playing the game, you know, it's something that they've got to think about and something that they've got to, you know, consider. You know, money's one thing, but, you know, what kind of physical toll are you taking on your body?
Well, as a long-suffering Lions fan, I'm all for expanding the playoffs, giving the Lions an extra chance to get in. But we'll see how this all comes out. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, as a Bears fan, I'm right there with you.
It's
been a rough one. Yep.
Well, thanks, Ryan. Have a great weekend. I appreciate you joining us.